Track two, Neil's take. Hello there, Neil.
The Shady Pines lawn looks lush and green. Sadly, it's not thanks to a thick thatch of grass. It's the dreaded moss. On occasions in the past, I've attacked it with a rake to get rid of the wretched stuff. This has the added benefit of providing me with much-needed aerobic workout and spares me Mrs. H telling me I don't get enough exercise. It is exhausting work and I stagger into the house to await praise from the Pines head gardener for my achievement. I have indeed received compliments, although there have been occasions when the fruits of my labours have come in for some criticism. "You've overdone it," she exclaimed on one occasion. I thought she was suggesting I'd worked so hard and was going to tell me to take it easy. But oh no, there are bare patches now, she complained before adding in that annoying prophet of doom tune. I'm telling you, the grass won't grow back for ages. Well, neither of us need have worried. The grass has always re-emerged, but no doubt thanks to the wet weather, the moss is soon once again flourishing. But I've reached the stage where the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak, so more latterly I've taken to nuking the moss with some feed and weed. I expect I shall be in trouble for using chemicals, but the prospect of a tiring raking session has me reaching for the watering can. It's also that time of year when neighbours may be treated to the outburst by the head gardener. I was concerned after one particular year when anyone in the neighbourhood may have heard Mrs. H exclaiming, "Die, die, will you?" Passers-by may have thought that she had finally flipped and my life was in danger. But no, it is down to a particularly virulent bamboo plant, which puts out roots in all directions. Anyone with bamboo in their garden will know how difficult it is to control, and Mrs. H was attempting to chop out the intruding runners. In her frustration, she didn't hold back, inventing her feelings. Those that know about these things suggested we take an axe and chop the foraging tentacles. I have an axe, and I duly sharpened it ready for the assault. Mrs. H and I mounted a two-pronged attack on the bamboo. I set about digging up the roots so that we could have a good hack. There must be something about bamboo plants that brings out Mrs. H's aggressive side. Floating over the garden fence was the following dialogue. "I've got the fork under it. Get the axe. It's coming out. Get the axe. I think I can. Get the axe. Ah, nearly got it. I'll get the axe." With undue enthusiasm, Mrs. H grabbed the axe and approached the bamboo in a manner that reminded me of an Apache performing a war dance, but with me as the totem pole. She swooped on the exposed root and began furiously hacking. She made little impression on it and abandoned her weapon, to my intense relief. Between us, with a combination of fork, loppers and grim determination, we did make some headway. But this year, as with the moss, I don't think we'll be seizing our garden tools and performing our double act. It's time to call in the professionals. And I shall feel much more relaxed with that axe safely under lock and key.
Gosh, thank you, Neil. I'm glad you've decided to seek professional help. The image of an axe-wielding Mrs. H is not one any of us care to dwell on.